Shalom uvracha. Welcome back to Nachyomi Torah Imecha with the Oyomitz Initiative. My name is Micha Horowitz. Today we'll continue our study of Sefer Shoftim. We're up to Perek Yotet, a very difficult perek. A word of caution. This perek is a reminder of why we, the teachers and students of Nachyomi, are limited by a time frame. This perek, like really all the Prakim and Nach, but especially something so complex, so difficult, so painful, really needs much more time. All I have time for is the Pshat. There are, of course, many questions, many disturbances, much difficulty with the following story. It was especially painful to me going through this parak. When I prepare, I go through the parak a number of times now. And the Lashon, the Nach, then I make sure that I go over English when I need it, then the Lashon of Nech again, commentators. I also learn through a very lengthy Ramban for your reference. If you are interested, I learned through it two times. It's the Ramban to Sefer Bereishis, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Ches. I do recommend learning through it to help you understand better this incident of the Pilegesh Begiva. There is no time for us to go through it. All I'm going to be doing is the Pesukim with the Pshat. But we must keep in mind that one of the limitations of learning a parak in a short amount of time, the beauty is that you finish Nach. The challenge is that we don't get to address certain difficulties like this parak. I highly recommend, and I learned through, in addition to learning through this parak, I learned through two times the Ramban, and I suggest you do so. It's the Sefer Bereishis, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Ches, chapter 19, verse 8. So I know this was a lengthy, but it's a very necessary introduction when attempting to, in a short time frame, learn through something as difficult as the Pilegesh Begiva. Perek Yotes begins as follows. It was in those days, and there was no king in Israel. It's important to note that this is the third time the Navi has told us this. When a person does not have leadership over him as a hadracha on the proper path of Avodas Hashem, disasters can and will occur. Okay, so you have a Levite man. He is bordering, he lives at the border of the edges of Har Ephraim, and he takes a Pilegesh, a concubine, from Beis Lechem Yehuda. Vatizna alav Pilegesho, so she is not faithful to him. She strays away from him. She goes back to her father's house in Beis Lechem Yehuda, and she lives there for a period of time, yamim, some say yamim means a year, some days, 4 months. She either was there for 4 months, or she was there by her father's house for a year and 4 months. And this man gets up, this Levite man, and he wants his Pilegesh back. So he goes l'daber al-liba, to speak to her, which, by the way, is a lashon that is used by Shechem. There are so many allusions and references to Sefer Bereishis throughout Sefer Shoftim. To daber al-lev ha-ne'ara, Perek Lamed Daled, when Din is abducted and raped in Shechem, it says, to daber al-lev ha-ne'ara, he spoke to the heart of Dina. Here it says that the man from Levi goes to speak to her heart, he wants to bring her back, and he takes a lad with him, he doesn't travel alone, and he takes a pair of donkeys, he goes back to her father's house, and the father of the Pilegesh sees this young man, v'yismech l'kra, so he's very happy to greet him. So the father-in-law, it's not really his legal father-in-law, but it's called his father-in-law, welcomes him in, and he stays for 3 days, and he eats, and he drinks, and he sleeps over, and on the fourth day, he gets up, the Levi, to go. He wants to go back home, and he wants to take his Pilegesh with him, and the father of the maiden says to his son, you know, have something to eat, then you could go. So this Levi man stays, and they eat together, and they drink, and the father of the girl says, you know, sleep over. The man gets up to go, and the father-in-law pressures him. This is Lashon that is used by Lot, and the town of Sodom and the Malachim, Perek Yotes, which is what the Ramban compares this incident to. The Ramban, I recommended, compares and contrasts the concubine of Giva with the incident of Lot welcoming the guests. So he sleeps over again. He wakes up in the morning, and it's the fifth day, and he wants to go. And the girl's father says, you know, have something to eat. Stay here. The Yismahamu, also Lashon that is used by Lo, Vayismahma, delay here. They eat again. The man wants up to go, and he takes his Pilegesh, and he takes his lad. And the father-in-law says, I think you should stay. He doesn't want to stay anymore. V'lo avaho yishladu, and v'yakam v'yaleich. The man doesn't want to sleep over again. He gets up, and he goes. When he comes to the town of Yevus, Yavus was inhabited by the Yavusites, and it is Yerushalayim. And he has this pair of donkeys who are with him. He has his Pilagash. He has his Nar who is accompanying him. They get up to Yavus. I'm in Pasuk Yud Aleph, and the day is low, meaning the sun is setting. So the Nar says to the master, "Let's sleep over in Yavus. We shouldn't travel when it's dark. It's not dangerous. There are bandits on the road or whatever. We shouldn't travel when it's dark." So the master says, "No, I'm not sleeping in a foreign city that is not of Jewish, that is not of a Jewish city. We're going to keep going till we get to Giva. We're not sleeping in a city of Nochri. We're going till we get to Giva." So him and the Nar go, and they come to one of these places. They come either to Giva or to Ramah. They are Steindels Nevi'im in the inheritance of the tribe of Binyamin, north of Yerushalayim. And the sun is setting, so they come to the town square. They're sleeping in the city streets, and no one is inviting them home. Unlike Micha, the people of this town apparently don't do good. Hachnasas Archim. And then finally, Pasuk Tes Zayin, an old man comes from his work, from the field. It's the evening, and he sees that there are these strangers in the middle of the city square. And he lifts his eyes and he sees this man and he says, "Ana seilechu me'ayin tova, where are you going? Where have you come from?" So he says, "We're passing through mi'beis lechem Yehuda, the Arkasei Har Ephraim. We're going from beis lechem Yehuda. Remember, that's where we went to get his pilagash. We're going to Har Ephraim, to the outskirts of Har Ephraim. That's where I'm from. And that's where I'm going. But no one welcomed me in. They ain't Ishma Sefo, see a bison. No one's welcomed me into their home." And then the man, the Levite, says, "You know, I have straw. I have feed for my animals. We have provisions for the road. We have bread and wine. We don't even need anything. We don't need food for ourselves. We don't need food for our donkeys. We just need a place to sit, place to stay." And the old man says, "Shalom, don't worry. Whatever you're lacking, I will give you. Do not sleep in the street." And he brings him, the old man, brings the Levite with the Pilagash, the concubine, with the Na'ar and the donkeys. They come to his house. They wash their feet, just like in Periketesa Bereshis. The angels wash their feet by the home of Lo. And they eat and they drink. Pasuchav Bez. Hema Meitivim Eslibam. They are filling their hearts. They're being welcomed. Good Hachnasas Arachim. They're eating. They're drinking. They're not in the street. Vihine Anshe Ha'ir Anshe B'nei Bli'al Nasabuas Habayis. The wicked people in the town surround the home. Mit dafkim al adalas. They're knocking on the door. And they say to the master, the old man, "Hotseyas ha'isha sher ba'al beischa, v'neida enu. We want to have homosexual relations. Give us that man who's staying in your home." So the old man goes out and he says, "Al achai, al tereuna, please don't do this evil. This man came to my home. Don't do this abomination with him." But like Lot, the old man has a substitute. Hini bitia basula upilag sheu otsino osam va'anu osam. I have an idea. Don't harm my guest. Don't do homosexual relations with the man. But I have a virgin daughter, and this man has a concubine. I will bring these women out to you, and you can rape them. Va'anu osam va'asula matobe nechem. Do whatever is good in your eyes. But to this man, don't do this abomination. The man did not want to listen. But then the man himself, the Levite himself takes his pilagash and he sends her outside. Vayedu oso, they violate her. Vayis'alu ba kol halayla ad haboker. They rape her the entire night. And then they send her as the morning sun dawns. Vatavo isha lifnos haboker, the woman comes to the entrance of this home and she falls at the entrance of the home, where her master, where her husband is, not really her husband. And the master gets up in the morning and he opens the door. He wants to go on his way. It's interesting. The Pasuk says, I'm in Pasuk of Zayin, Vayakam Adonai Baboker, Vayiftach Dalasos Habayis, Vayitzi Ledachas Adarko. Is he even interested in taking her? Does he want to know what happened to her? It sort of makes it sound like he's not even interested in knowing what happened to the Pilagash. The master gets up. Remember, I am only doing the Pasukim with Pshat. It is a disservice to this parak and this tragic narrative, but we simply don't have the time. And the master gets up, so I know you might have a lot of questions. I can't answer them. Look at the Ramban. And the master gets up in the morning and he opens the door of the house. Vayetzi lechas adarko. It makes it sound like he's not even interested in finding out what happened to his pilagash. It says he gets up in the morning, he opens the door of the house. Remember, he's lodging by this old man. And he gets up, he exits the house to go on his way. doesn't say he's even looking for her. And what just so happens to be vihine, and behold, ha'isha pilagsho no phallus pasach habayis v'adalasav. Would you believe it? But this woman, his pilagash, is falling at the entrance to the home. Her hand is on the threshold. She was trying to get into the house, but she is so exhausted from being raped all night. Vayomer le kumi v'nelcha. So this Levite says to her, get up, we're going to go. Ve'enona, she doesn't answer. The man understands that she doesn't answer because she has died from being repeatedly violated, raped, sexually abused. And he puts her on the donkey and he goes back to his place. And he comes to his home and he takes the knife. Same lashon that's used. Ma'achalas is an unusual word for knife, by the way. It's really sakin. The same word is used in Parak Chaf Beis of Bereishis by Akedas Yitzchak. Avram takes the ma'achalas biyado. I mean, the comparisons, many comparisons that I've been pointing out to you as we journey through Shoftim and Bereishis are very noticeable. Va'ikach sama'achalas, he takes the knife, and Rashi says there by the Akedah, the ma'achalas is called that. From the word ochel, it consumes the flesh. Va'ikach sama'achalas takes this knife, va'yachazek b'pilagsho, he holds on strong to his dead pilagash. Va'yin tacheha, la'atzameha, l'shneim asr natachim, he cuts her up, along with her bones, atzameha, into 12 pieces, 12 portions. 12, one for each tribe. Vayashacha b'chol gvul Yisrael. And he sends a piece of her to the entire border of Israel. 12 for 12 tribes. Pasuk lamed, last verse of the pasuk. Vahaya kol haroa. Anyone who saw this, va'amar. And people said, lo nehiasa v'lo nirasa kazos l'miyam alos b'nei Yisrael amir tetzayim ariyam azeh. There was never such a thing. Such a thing has never been seen from the day the children of Israel left Egypt until this very day. Simu lechem ala itzu v'daberu. Last words of the parak, pasuk lamed, consider. Simu lechem, pay attention to this. Simu lechem ala, pay attention to what has happened to her. Itzu v'daberu, itzu, take counsel and speak. That's how the parak ends. It's a very difficult parak. It's a shocking parak. Unlike the people of Sodom, who were Sodomites, who wanted to take advantage of the angels / men, Lot offers his daughter. These are men of Binyamin. This is a Benjamite town. This is not a foreign town. This is not an enemy. How ironic that the Levite says to his Nar, we're not going to stay in Yevus, the town of the Yevusim, because I don't want to stay with Nochrim. We will find a town of the Bnei Israel to stay in. The parallels between this and the story of the angels coming to the town of Lot are very strong, which is what the Ramban picks up on, of course, which I immediately picked up on even before I came to learn the Ramban. I will tell you, for me personally, learning this parak in the aftermath of October 7th was even more difficult than this parak would have been. You have a woman who is taken by a violent Bnei Blial, a violent group of men. She is raped and sexually abused the entire night. She is left to die after her body physically cannot tolerate what she has gone through. And then the Levite cuts her up and sends her pieces throughout Israel. Learning through this after October 7th, I find to be even more difficult than the Pshat itself, which is already very difficult. Knowing what the enemy, Yimach Shmam V'Zichram, Me'ata V'ad Olam, Ki Me'acha Emcha Zichram, Malich Mitachas HaShemayim. Knowing what the enemy perpetrated. And then reading the words of the Navi, of course, this is Torah Min HaShemayim Hi, and this is our Torah Kadosha. You have to learn. It's clearly a very difficult parak. It's a great travesty that has been committed in Israel. It's another reminder of when a person does not have some tasim alenu melech, when a person does not have a melech upon himself. And a person does what is right in his eyes and forgets that there is a ribono shel olam. A person does not consult with higher Torah authorities to guide us. The Yetzer Hara runs rampant. Rahman al-Atslan, anything becomes possible. If there's a lesson we can learn, it's that we must fortify ourselves. Fortify ourselves strongly to make sure we are always guided by our Rabbi and by our teachers, by the wisdom of Torah as the moral compass in our life. Thank you for studying together. Liyunu Shamani Moteno Yikarot, Esther Oppenheimer Allah Hashem, and Sarah Shankar Allah Hashem, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their families to our legacy to the next generation. Kol Tov to all Basaras Tovas. We will continue tomorrow.